Welcome everybody, Shir number 1243. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv. Remember Baron Zizel, Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Ram Moshe. The Rafua Shalema Leia Bas Cyril, getting back to our Malach of Choyresh, plowing. Okay, we are in the middle of talking about in reference to what, when, and where, when one is allowed to wash the floor under certain circumstances. I just want to go through a little bit. So basically, we summed up last Shir in conjunction with when one would be allowed to wash the floor, need be, and how to go about doing it. I just want to go through a little bit from the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbatai on page Shin Yud Beis, and now with Simon Shin Lamed Zayin, Sif Gimel. So he goes through some very, very important pointers as to when we're dealing with this type of thing, as to whereby the floor got dirty. So we mentioned last time, you know, you have various different types of getting dirty. Something sticky is on the floor, something spilled on the floor. It could be raining outside. People walked in with their shoes were dirty, right? It could be snowing outside. They walked in, their shoes were dirty. These various different type of things that could get the floor dirty. Of course, in general, we said one is not allowed, Medina de Shulchan Aruch, one is not allowed to wash the floor on Shabbos, not just because of the squeezing. To use a mop, we don't use, and also using, if you want to wash the floor with towels, also we don't use because these are questions of squeezing on Shabbos. You'll be squeezing out the water. But even just the pure washing of the floor, I'll use my hands. I'll use a rubbery thing. I'll use a plastic thing like we spoke about last year. Even then, one is not allowed to wash the floor just like this. Because of the fact there's a gezeira, one might wash the floors over here from the Rambam and so on. One might wash the floors on a hard floor. Now we're talking about, of course, a hard floor, marble, tiled, whatever. One might wash hard floors. They'll come to wash dirt floors. And even in a case we spoke about last time, whereby all the floors in the city are hard, whereby sweeping would be okay, but washing, Chazal were more stricter for the various reasons we spoke about from the Mishnah Berurah. So it says the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbat. On page Shin Yud Beis Ois Yud Aleph, he says like this, that Ois Yud Beis Haderech Lenakos Ali De Smartut Beheter Hu. He says, let's say there is a way to use a towel also in conjunction with wiping up the dirt on the floor. He says like this: Shalifnei Shemishtamish Besmart. Before you take the towel. We keep on saying smart to towel. Smart is like really like a rag, you know, a shmata rag, as we call it. So shlifnei shemishtamish besmartet yishpoich mayim al haris, but pour some water on. You have air, dirty spots on the floor, right? Like we said last time, you're not allowed to wash the floor, but if it's a case in time, covered a brius, you know, you have guests coming and it's going to be disgusting, or it could be slippery, right? There's water, there's dirty water on the floor. It's a slippery floor. It could be slippery, or b'makam. Makam Sarav, a person's very just aggravated over the whole, look at my floor, this is going to go a whole Shabbos like this. So it has to be B'Shasat Chagodl. This has to be a pressing, very pressing need. So in these cases, he brings down that B'chol Makam, so that's what he says, before you start using anything else, pour a little water on the floor, B'chol Makam, Shetzarech Shamayim, in those places that are dirty. V'im Tzarech, he says, V'im Tzarech, even if you have to, L'Shav Shef Halichluch, you could actually, again, like we said last, the previous Yerim, you could actually rub the dirt, right? There's certain parts whereby, let's say, something real sticky fell on the floor. So, and it's not coming off just like this. I have to rub it with something, scrape it off, sort of. For im tzarech, and it's a tiled floor, or it's a marble floor, whatever the case is. It's a hard floor. That's the point over here. V'im tzarech l'shav shef halichloch. You have to rub the dirt. Yaseh zois b'yad. You could do it with your hands, right? The person could do it to pour. I tell this to people sometimes also. You have a little bit of some black marks on the floor, and it's just driving you crazy. You know, it's getting worse and worse, so you could pour a little bit of water, just with your hands, sort of break up the dirt, right? You rub it back and forth. You could do it with a knife, he says, or with these sticks that have these rubbery ends at the end, or with a plastic, the same thing, these type of sticks that have these plastic things at the end. It's a type of a squeegee type of a thing to break it up. And then he says, Rachakach Yispike. So afterwards, and you now have the water on the sticky stuff or whatever the case is on the floor, and you broke it up whether with your hand or with a knife or with the rubbery stick or whatever the case is. Now he says, Rachakach, afterwards, Yispike Amayim, soak up the water, im smartet oini niaris. In other words, soak up the water with the rag or with the paper towels. But again, you have to make sure it's done in a case and time in a way whereby nobody is going to be squeezing out automatically. So he says further, he says, Tama heter, this whole heter, lenakas ba'ifin zeh, devezeh, ein lo yishum tzorech v'kavana. So there's another thing also, he says over here, that you'll say, well, it's going to be squeezed out automatically. But he says it's a little bit easier. Devezeh, ein lo yishum tzorech v'kavana, sheyetzu v'yizchatu mayim min hasmartet lachutz. In other words, even if you let's say you touch the towel and there's a question that you might squeeze it out. It's a good chance it won't, but a question you might squeeze it out. Other Rabbi says, Reid says sheyivlu. In other words, what's your real kavana when you're touching these towels or you're wiping up the schmutz and the dirt? Other Rabbi, Reid says sheyivlu hamayim toichasmartet v'tis nagev haritzba. You don't want the water to come out of the rag, right? You don't want the water to come out of the paper towel. Other Rabbi says you want the water to be soaked up into the towel and to stay there. You don't want it to come out. So it's not, even if you'll tell me possibly a psik resha whereby you're going to be squeezing it out, but it's opposite. You don't want bechlal, you don't want this psik resha to happen at all. You don't want this thing to be, the water to be squeezed out. You want it to stay inside the towel. You don't want to get the floor wet again. And he says further, kol lehinotzel, kadeh lehinotzel af mepsik resha. So now we have what's called a psik resha d'loy nichalei. It's going to happen automatically, but I don't want it to happen. I couldn't care less. I b'chalal don't even want it. He says, kadeh lehinotzel af mepsik resha d'loy nichalei, in order to save yourself from even this problem of psik resha, whereby automatically it will get squeezed out. Even though loy nichalei, in other words, I don't want it to happen. I couldn't care less about the whole thing. Roy shekasher roya shekavar nislach. In other words, when you scraped it a little bit with your hands, you broke up the dirt and you sprayed the water on the floor, fine, very good, on the tile floor, right, the marble floor, whatever. So now when you see, but still, still and you have to be careful. When you start to see that the towel or the pre-cut paper towels, it's getting so wet that it's going to be squeezed out automatically, right? Take another rag, or take another a whole bunch more pre-cut paper towels. Again, I keep on stressing pre-cut because you're not allowed to cut paper towels on Shabbos, obviously. So that's what he says to do. So again, let's just sum up what we have so far. So lemaisa, the whole thing is in conjunction with what we've been talking about. You know, yeah, I pour down some water on the schmutz, right? And it's just bothering me, and it's in a case in time where I gotta get it up. There's guests coming, whatever. I gotta clean the floor, the kids and this, and everybody's walking around. They're gonna be schlepping it all over the house. It'll be a complete disaster. Fine. So then we said you're allowed to, wash at least those spots on the floor as much as possible. So then we said you could pour, just to sum it up, you pour down a little bit of water in those areas where the dirt is, right? Then we said you could even break it up whether with your hands, rub it a little bit, or with a knife, or even with the stick with the rubbery thing on the end, or the plastic thing, but not, you have to be careful. Again, we're not talking about squeezing with a towel, but just the wiping up is with the towel, the absorption, but not the rubbing. The shift, the rubbing part could only be done either with your hand, a knife, or something rubbery or something plastic, whereby there won't be an issue of squeezing. And then he says, so now even then, now you want to soak it up and, right, with a towel. Now you could take a rag or a pre-cut paper towels and then start soaking it up. And he says it is a little bit easier in this case because of the fact that your whole kavan is that you want the water to stay inside of the towel and you don't want the water to be squeezed out. So it's, in other words, it's the opposite of what's happening. In other words, when you touch the towel, it's going to get squeezed out, let's say automatically. But it's really opposite. Your kavana is that you wanted to stay inside. So lemaisa beit asmeit secretion leinichalei. What he says, bottom line is, when you're wiping up the bottom line is when you spilled the water, right, and you broke it up and so on. Now you want to wipe it up. When you start to see the towel or the pre-cut paper towels are starting getting too wet, so then just keep on taking a new shmata, a new rag. Get rid of the old rag, even though the point is over here, even though it's a psikration leinichalei, but lemaisa beit asmei, it is a drabban, and you have to be careful. and to just keep on changing paper, the shmata and the papers. So now he says, but he says interesting thing. This whole thing, this is only when you know for sure, if you touch the rag, you touch the pre-cut paper towels as you're wiping it up, it's so soaked, right, that you know it's going to be squeezed out automatically. But it's wet, but I don't know. It's not. I'm not sure. Maybe it'll get squeezed out. Maybe not. It's not that wet, right? So then he said that will be okay. You could continue wiping up the water with this towel or with the pre-cut paper towel. Then he says okay. In other words, you pour the water on those areas, right? Why? Because ain't a psikresha. Then it's then becomes it's ready. It's not a psikresha. It's not going to get squeezed out automatically. And your whole kavan is not to squeeze it out altogether. The whole thing's a psikresha. And not just that, it's adarab, it's up. Your whole kavan is opposite what the malach is squeezing out the water from the towel. Your whole kavan is that it just stay inside. So therefore, just he ends off. Gam einem achavim lekach de ein loy bezeh shum tzorich da rekvar yesh loy dai maim b'chol makom yesh tzorich lekach. In other words, you have enough water on the floor to do the job, as they say. You just want to have it all soaked up, and the whole thing is only a suffix, possibly maybe. So then you could continue using that towel. It's only over there whereby you know for sure you're touching the towel, or you're touching the pre-cut paper towel, it's going to get squeezing out the water. But if you're not sure, it's not that wet yet, you could just continue using it. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tov.